We're going to return now to the report from the Central Bank, which shows the average cost of settling public and employer liability claims through the Injuries Resolution Board has dropped by a third. Average insurance premiums have increased by 8%. That's for 2022. The report also points out that profit margins for the insurance industry increased from 9% in 2021 to 14% in 2022. This happened in a period of high inflation during the pandemic and the Russian invasion of Ukraine and its knock-on impact on energy prices. Dara Khalili is the Minister for Trade, Promotion, Digital and Company Regulation, and he is here in studio. You're very welcome, Minister.
Thank you, Mary.
It has been acknowledged there has been a significant government action plan. There has been insurance reform. We have the new personal injuries guidelines. Are you disappointed then that the delivery of cheaper premiums is certainly not where industry, and we heard from them earlier, where they needed to be and where they wanted to be?
So look, there has been a major whole of government effort, and that continues. I'm working very closely with my colleague Jennifer Carroll McNeill. We've implemented 95% of the actions. We've completely changed the risk profile of insurance in Ireland. And that was a key ask of the insurance sector in terms of insurance reform. The last of those changes are now taking effect. So last year in July 2023, the duty of care legislation changed. That'll have a major impact. And we have had a number of engagements, Jennifer Carr McNeil and I, with Insurance Ireland around passing the benefit of that risk profile on. And we will continue to do so. We are disappointed. We don't have official figures yet, but, you know, from dealing with the Alliance of Insurance Reform and our engagements with business daily, we get a sense that the kind of premium reductions haven't been passed on. Mm. But we are engaging with Insurance Ireland around that. We're looking at what's causing that, and we will continue to work and continue to keep a focus on reducing the cost of insurance for everybody in Ireland.
Well, you and your people and your experts are looking at this all the time. So to what do you attribute that failure to see premiums coming down the way you would like them to come down and the way industry needs them to come down?
There are a number of areas. Firstly, the changes are still taking effect, and I want to take this opportunity to pay tribute to the team at the Injuries Resolution Board, formerly known as PIAB. They have reduced costs of, by 30%, as is evidence. They're working incredibly hard. We've also introduced a new mediation service, so the Injuries Resolution Board can now offer mediation. This is the first time this has been available. It has been available since mid-December. To date, 40% of claimants are taking up the option of mediation. That will take the adversarial nature away from it. That should reduce legal costs. Legal costs continue to be a major challenge. If you look at the report today in relation to litigation, it looks at costs merging from 28,000 to 40,000. If you go through the injuries resolution route, through its provisions, those costs come down to as far as 1,800 euros.
Isn't it disappointing then, though, that more don't avail of that option?
The numbers are increasing. They fell during the pandemic period. Mm. We've got them up again over 20,000. With the new functions, with mediation, and with the new powers that we have given it under legislation, the Injuries Resolution Board will be engaging in a major PR campaign this year. What I would say to people is, if you are in the unfortunate position of having a need for a claim, you will get that claim resolved within 2 years, 2.5 years with the Injuries Resolution Board at a much lower cost. It is definitely the way to go.
Why do you think more people are not taking that route?
Look, we're going to be working with the Injuries Resolution Board to promote their activities. They don't have the budgets of other interests in this sector in terms of promotion. But people want a settlement fairly, want a settlement at as low cost as possible. The Injuries Resolution Board is the way to go.
Is part of what needs to be factored in, and we heard the high cost of the high legal costs and the amount of money as part of those awards and so on that's made up of legal costs earlier. So is reform of the legal system, and you know, you go back to the Troika talking about reform of the legal system back in 2012 and 2013 and so on, is reform of the legal system still necessary in this area?
There has been a lot of work in this space within the legal system. So the personal injury guidelines are changing the dial completely in relation to court awards. We continue to engage the legal industry around their cost base. What I'd also say, Mary, is the number of cases, and one of the frustrations of business, the number of cases that are settled by insurance companies without reference to the particular business. They are settled, as it were, before it goes to court. There needs to be far greater transparency around that on the part of the insurance industry. I regularly hear from businesses who hear that a case is being settled by the form of an increased premium. That has to stop, and there has to be greater transparency around that process.
Do you find they're settled by the insurance companies because it's cheaper to do that?
Well, in some cases, that is their argument. But we have seen a number of high-profile cases recently where an initial settlement offer was made, then the claimant put in for a higher claim, the insurance company then contested the claim because it went over a certain threshold, and that claim was dismissed based on evidence produced at court. So we want the insurance companies to be more robust in the settlement process and more transparent with their clients in the settlement process.
Beyond the soft pressure, if I like, that you can bring to bear, from government, is there anything you can do legislatively?
This isn't soft pressure, Mary. I can assure you we've had very robust meetings with the insurance industry. We have brought in transformational legislation. The duty of care legislation, which was brought in by my colleagues Minister McEntee and Brown in July, just last July, is transformational in terms of moving the duty of care from the to the...
It's still not delivering to people like Brian Hanley that we spoke to earlier.
And we engage with Brian all the time. And we work closely with the Alliance for Insurance Reform. And I think when we look at 2024 figures, we'll begin to see that. But I can assure you, this government is absolutely focused on holding feet to the fire across all sectors to reduce insurance.
The other thing, and when we spoke to him earlier, he said we need more competition in this market. You wouldn't disagree with that, but how do we get more competition into the market unless the insurance companies feel that this is a viable and profitable place to do business?
The figures this morning show that it is profitable. The all of the sectors looked at this morning in the Central Bank report, an independent report, show a real return to profitability. We have an office working
from
with
a very, don't forget, a low base because we were coming out of COVID.
A low base, but back to pretty good profitability. We have an office for insurance competition, and I know Jennifer is very focused on increasing competition. Revolut and Out Insurance are coming in, not in the employers or public liability, but I think given the figures today, there will be an attraction to companies coming back in.
You heard Professor John Fitzgerald earlier talking about the cost of reunification, North and South, putting it at about $20 billion a year for years. What's your reaction to the report and what it is saying?
So I haven't had a chance to look at the report in detail. I had a quick chat with him there. He's obviously focused just on the costs. There are huge benefits. An all-island health system, all-island education system. He also looked at ways of managing that cost. So unification, personally, I believe will be a hugely good thing for the country. Those costs can be mitigated, but I think it's a really interesting report. I'm going to get stuck into it. And ideally, we'll get it to an Oireachtas committee where it can be checked.
All right. Just a very quick question for you. The independence, Cathal Berry, I think, notably saying we need a mini budget to help the businesses we've been talking about, to help agriculture at a time of crisis. Is that something Fianna Fáil would support in this government?
So the current budget, we've just finished we're just into month four of the year. We are literally, the priority within our Department of Enterprise at the moment is paying out the $250 million to 130,000 businesses that qualify for the increased cost of business grant. Charlie McConnell, Logan Agriculture, has convened an emergency meeting. So there are measures to assist business that
would
be paid out.
That's a no then on a mini budget.
No, I'm just saying that within the existing budget, there are provisions to support business, and we are looking at how we can help on PRSI as well.
Derek Haleary, Minister for Trade, Promotion, Digital and Company Regulation. Thanks a million for coming into us this morning.